Nice. That's how we open up. All right. I definitely record enabled. I always zoom out. Jeez.
Dude, you're such a piece of shit.
All right. Anyway, welcome back to the Real Easy Show. Probably an opinions episode. It's a dumb name. We've decided. Today, I am the lone host. There is no interim. There is no co. It's just me. Say your name, bro.
What?
Oh. Say your name.
I'm David Hasselhoff.
All right.
I'm Jake Wittig.
We're off the rails.
I'm an EA2 student at Hoover High School. I'm here today to talk to you about Waddell trusses.
Oh, my God. What a reference. Did you have a Waddell truss?
I know. I'm pretty sure I had a... what was the one that all of the lines went like this? Like, bup, 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 bup.
I don't remember.
It was... Yeah, it was one of the better ones. I don't like the Waddell. It's too tall. Doesn't make any sense. You don't see those.
I know, you never see a Waddell out in public.
You see suspension bridges that have like big middles, you know, but
big middles, baby.
Oh, we're all about big middles. Give us the gut. Big middle.
Anyway, we're not talking about Waddell trusses. We're going to talk about video games.
Video games.
Detroit Become Human came out recently, but you probably don't know about that.
I don't know much about it. I've seen it's made by the same people who made Beyond
Two Souls. And,
I know a little bit about that game, but I never played it.
Yeah, it's narrative based, and it's like you don't even really play. It's just you're watching a movie, and like you make decisions, but it doesn't really. And then at the end of every mission, this is something they added to just this game. You get to go back and see all the branches that you missed, and so you can go and you can replay from a checkpoint. Hmm. And each branch is a checkpoint. So every time you make a decision, you can go back to that decision. So it's kind of like you can play the whole game.
See, that seems cool, except like...
There used to be, with Infamous and stuff like that, there used to be mystery with like, that's why you would want to play it again.
Yeah, so you could... Well, the real problem though with Infamous was that like, there was no middle path.
True.
So like, there really was no choice to that game. You either were going to be 100% evil or you're going to be 100% good.
And if you fucked up, it was just like... you didn't get as much power or whatever.
It also, what I think would have made that game more fun was that there was no ambiguity to what the good or the bad choice was. It was like, this is the good choice and this is the bad choice.
Did it tell you, like, I can't remember if it was...
It did, because it was like, go and do the blue mission or the red mission.
Oh, it was literally color-coded.
You know, and so, yeah. Like, I feel like it would have been better if, you know,
have you played the newest one, though?
More unclear. Yeah, I played that one, too.
Okay. I didn't know how it changed.
Because you got it was like only like $10 after you got your PS4.
Oh, okay.
I played that. I beat that in like a week. It was a really quick play.
Yeah. I think I remember a lot of people talking about that.
It was okay, but like I definitely wanted to replay the first two Infamous games. Like with the you know, and like do the all the alternate things and like try to get like all of the powers for the good and the evil stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But that in that game, it was all right, but the powers were just like there was too many powers. And like you had to switch in and out of like what you wanted your powers to be, and the powers kind of didn't really make sense with how previous Infamous games had worked. Like one of the powers was video, and one of the powers was rock.
Oh yeah, I remember the video thing.
And one of the powers was
although I kind of speaking of video, like the video power.
That was the one cool thing about the video power was that like it's. Everything had like a way to like move fast, and the one for the video one was badass because it was like you basically like ran like the Flash or whatever, and you could just run super fast and like run on walls and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it was more of like a light power than like an actual video power, but like that's where you got the that's where you sucked the powers from was video screens.
Gotcha.
The rock power, you could like jump. You could like shot you away in the air, and then I can't remember what the last you had smoke powers from the beginning, but I feel like there was a third power that you could absorb and get in the game too, but I can't remember what it was. But yeah, that game was okay. The story wasn't that compelling. The side missions in it, like you could like do graffiti and stuff, it just wasn't. The side missions weren't fun. The story was weak. Like I didn't really feel like I had an emotional connection to any of the characters. The like twist that at the end was like not worth it. It was just all around just kind of weak. And I'm not surprised that they haven't made another one.
It's been a while. Yeah, it's been like 2015, maybe.
Yeah, I don't think that there's plans to make another one of
them. Yeah, so I don't think there is. But, what? So that kind of, I mean, the superhero thing that kind of is, I mean, it's always been hard to make, and that's like, it seems like kind of an outlier, and like, you have a superpower, and it actually, like, it's tailored to a game. Like, they made, I'm sure they thought of it in the framework of a game before they...
Yeah, Infamous 1 and 2, like, even, and I love the Arkham games, but Batman, you know, doesn't really have superpowers.
Like, he, I mean,
it's pretty gadget-based.
It's true, but in that game, he has, like, the X-ray vision, or whatever it's called.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say that any of that stuff really feels like
I know. It's just like
you're manifesting like a large amount of power.
It's true. It's
but
just
Infamous
like,
does.
Yeah, very true. Like you're definitely like a god amongst like you literally see like nobody else has that power.
Yeah, yeah. And like there's a lot of, you know, there's like the fact that you can like drain electricity from anything to like gain your power back is super cool.
Yeah.
And then that's how you also like gain health. Like there's just the power that they chose, the lightning powers in Infamous 1 and 2 is what made it so good.
Yeah.
And so then like adding in Infamous 2, they added fire and ice powers depending on if you went good or bad. But I never even found myself using those powers that much because they didn't feel as effective as the lightning powers did. The lightning powers always felt cooler and always made more sense. And it's the same thing in Infamous Second Son, the third one. It was that was confusing because there was no lightning powers in that game, and I felt like more than just like superpowers, Infamous was about those lightning powers.
Yeah,
because lightning powers were badass. You could like, you know, and like have like a lightning bolt come down and like clear out enemies and stuff. And then in the second game, you had that like sick melee weapon that was like a giant. It was called the Amp. It was like a big piece of like a power station or whatever. Yeah, big, and you could just whack the fuck out of dudes.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Really knock them over.
I just wanted to mention like the superhero genre in video games is very underdeveloped, and it's like
it's spotty.
Spider-Man coming out. It looks so cool. Did you see the gameplay?
Spider-Man is also. I feel like Spider-Man in games in general. Spider-Man's a good. His powers translate to video games pretty well.
Yeah, because you can crawl and walk. Like all you have to do is walk up to something. I mean, and a lot of it is kind of up to their interpretation. So like the way they swing, you know, the way he climbs, the way he runs.
The thing about those games is that it gives you the ability to move like any normal video game character.
Yeah,
but it's like you have more power than the average person, whereas in like a game like where you're more powerful, like I'm even thinking of like platformers, like it's like everybody's like a little more powerful, but like in those games, like Spider-Man's the only one who can walk on walls, climb on walls.
It's almost like an Assassin's Creed type of thing where like you're the only one that can do parkour. Like sometimes you'll run into someone in a game that can do it with like the NPC that can do it, but like
a little bit, and you do feel a certain, you know, amount of power because of that. But
I'm wondering, so like you got me thinking about like, because Infamous, like the running style in that game, it's very specific, but like not to that game, I just mean like this conversation. So like running around in that game and Assassin's Creed, Batman, like all games like that where like it feels like the texture is mapped and it's not simulated running, it's only letting you run on certain geometry.
Yeah,
like, but in GTA, like it feels like the running is simulated because first of all you have to click a button to sprint.
Yeah.
And also, like, if you hit, like, a hill or something that you can't run up, you'll just fall back down it.
Yeah.
It's not, like, an invisible wall that you can't... You know how, like, it feels, like, slidey almost? Like, you're not really interacting with the geometry? I wonder, like, Rockstar is the only... One of the only games, I feel like, where it feels like you're actually running around, like, when you're a person.
See, but I feel like that's what's cool about those superhero games is because the powers do feel so effortless.
I know, but...
Because that's how you'd want it to feel if you had superpowers, that it was just so second nature to you.
It's true.
You could just be a badass.
I wish a game would utilize, like, the juxtaposition between, like, not having powers and having powers. Like, this is just, like, it would be cool, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Is, like, if you know how GTA had multiple characters, like if you could switch between a regular human that was like, this would be awesome actually, if there's like a, like you play the criminal and the hero or something like that, but it's kind of ambiguous who actually is the hero and the villain. I feel like that'd be cool, but it'd be tough to execute that. But anyway, one of them is
it's a hero challenge for sure,
and one of them is one of them's a superhero and one of them's like not, and the superhero runs like you're saying, like
is this that you could kind of, you know, in the same universe show how things feel different.
Yeah, like I'd like Rockstar to like try to make a superhero game.
That would be cool. See, the thing is, though, is that I feel like Rockstar games are like RPGs, you know?
Yeah. But in other RPGs, it's not like Fallout. I've never played that, but you run around. It's first person also. So you run around and it's kind of the same, like you're running on top of the geometry. You're not running with it. Like it's not a part of the game.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know. It just feels like Rockstar is like one of the only, like I was saying, is one of the only like companies that makes games like that. So I don't know. I just like the way that feels sometimes. I also appreciate like Assassin's Creed, the running style on that. But I don't know. It's just like, anyway, did you see gameplay for Spider-Man?
Yeah. No.
You watched that little video? It was like 20 mm-hmm. minutes.
It looks cool.
It looked a little like, I'm sure it's like in beta still or whatever, but yeah. Like when he was fighting, like some of it was just like he clipped through the walls and that's understandable. But like stuff like when there's two guys next to each other, like one guy, like it's just the classic, like he's not doing anything.
Oh yeah, the combat isn't very dynamic.
I know, and it's like
a problem even in Batman. Like
I know, in Batman it makes more sense, sort of, because like I like you can kind of pass it off as like they're scared to attack Batman because like
yeah,
he's just a regular guy, but he can beat the fuck out of you. But like in Spider-Man, it's like it should show you in like slow motion. Like you like I hate
I saw some ad. Have you heard of this game? I didn't see an ad. I was at Walmart the other day looking at like all of the used games they have at Walmart, which I didn't even know Walmart had used stuff.
I didn't know that.
They had like PlayStation 2 games and stuff in there, which was kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
And like those Burger King Xbox games.
Oh yeah, we saw one of those in GameStop. We were in like Athens or something, saw it. Yeah.
But yeah, so what was it? So there was this game and it was like the first person shooter where time only moves when you move or something like that. Do you know what game that is? Like I just remember that tag and then they were like, "This was amazing," but I was like, "I haven't heard of it," so it probably actually didn't do that.
It was
well.
A new game though?
It was an older game because it was like a PlayStation 3 game.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've never heard of that.
But yeah, I do think that that's like in general an issue with games like that. That's why I like Dark Souls, because like enemies will constantly be attacking you few at a time.
And like that's kind of why...
That's a lot of strategy to it.
The outside looking in, like Dark Souls kind of looks wonky like the fighting does, but at the same time it makes sense. Like that's what would happen if those kind of dudes were attacking somebody else.
Yeah,
but, when you like... And they were like the big heavy dudes. No, you're good. When like the big heavy dudes are fighting you and you just like, you know, dodge out of the way and they still swing and miss.
Yeah.
Like that is a lot more viable to happen.
Uh-huh.
Like, because like, especially in Dark Souls 3, like Dark Souls 1, I'm sure it's worse, but like Dark Souls 3, like they miss, but they miss like in your direction. So like you can still get hit if you, and that makes a lot of sense.
The hitboxes are a little weird on Dark Souls sometimes. The thing about that I feel like, Batman, it's like you have to suspend your disbelief in terms of like the reality of games, you know, a lot. And like with Batman, the way that enemies attack you one at a time, there are definitely times where there are hordes of enemies around you, and it's more of a concentration thing than like a strategy thing, because you're basically just mashing the attack button. And then if somebody starts to attack you, especially if you're on hard mode and it doesn't give you like the counter alert, you have to notice that they're attacking you and counter it. So it's a little more like a concentration thing. Whereas Dark Souls, there's concentration. You have to watch what the enemies are doing. You have to know how they attack. And like a lot of times enemies will like rear up and then like wait a second and then attack. And so like you can anticipate attacks wrong if you're not familiar. Like when you go into a new area, you know you're going to die a bunch because you don't like you see a bunch of enemies that you've never seen before and you don't know what kind of attacks they're doing. So you see like a big guy, and usually with big guys, you actually want to stay closer because they can reach further. But with that, their weapons usually don't hit right next to them. They hit like a few feet away from them. So you want to stay close to them, but then you're next to this guy that you have been fighting and you're doing all right against him. He's got a lot of health. It's taking a while. And then he busts out this move where he just like explodes and like knocks you back 20 feet and kills you or whatever.
It's just like
stuff like that.
Okay. So I haven't played very much of it, but, that Mordor game, I can't think of the name of it.
Shadow of Mordor?
Shadow of Wars is the one I played. And like the fighting in
I played
like,
that one day. That was cool. But
the fighting in that, they'll all fight you at the same time, and you feel like a god when you beat them. Like they're not weak. They're just like,
but that's
you're so much stronger than them.
Yeah,
I wish more games would do it like that. Where because like even with Spider-Man, like Heavenly Sword. Yeah,
that game was badass.
You could easily do stuff like that with Spider-Man, where he's just taking on like hordes of enemies at once because he's so much faster and he has the reaction time.
The biggest problem that Spider-Man games face is, one, usually they try to be too long.
Yeah.
All of the like Sam Raimi Spider-Man games. And I never played any of the Amazing Spider-Man games, but they look like garbage. But I feel like the problem that Spider-Man games usually have is, one, they get too long and they try to introduce too many side characters because Spider-Man has so many side villains.
Yeah.
The writing is bad because it's a bunch of these smaller story arcs than like one big continuous story arc like in Arkham, you know, in any of the Arkham games, which all take place in one night, which is amazing. And I think that if they did a Spider-Man game that wasn't like a multi-day game and was just like a one crazy night in New York game, I think that would be badass. But so, yeah, the story gets broken up in a weird way. And then also in Batman, it's one of the greatest things that advances the Batman games and also advances the Infamous games in a good way, is you slowly get power-ups as you go through the game.
Yeah.
That unlock new areas, let you do new fighting styles, take on different types of enemies.
Well, I could tell, the new Spider-Man game is going to be like that, though.
But see, I feel like Spider-Man games, I hope it is, because they talked about how like the armor.
Yeah, I was
about
to say, they has the Iron Spider suit in it. And like, if that's truly made by Iron Man, then it has all of the upgrades. And like, you probably would learn how to do different, like in that gameplay footage, there's a bunch of different web.
Well, see, that's the thing, though, is that I feel like that's what I hate about Spider-Man games usually, is that like, you get these web upgrades where it's like, toss an enemy behind you, and it's just like tricks. It's not anything that actually helps you defeat enemies more effectively. It's true. Also, I mean, but that's
part of like a meta of a video game. It's like, of course, you can do the cool stuff, you know, the tricks or whatever, but a lot of times, like, there's just one move that works really well.
Well, but I'd say the best games, you know, have to use different moves to get, like that, in Batman, it was like, there are certain enemies, like enemies in Batman, in the first Batman, in Arkham Asylum, in this, it changes in every game a little bit. But in Arkham Asylum, like if you were facing an enemy that wielded knives, you had to like stun them and then fight them.
Yeah.
And then if they had a stun baton, you had to like dodge behind their back and then hit them from the back. Because if you tried to hit them from the front, they would just stun you. And stuff like that. Like, you had to, based on the class that certain enemies were, you had to use certain moves, and it forced you to change your combat style.
Well, see, that makes sense, but it's also like, that's a product of like who the enemies are and like kind of the setting of the game. Because like, and I'm not saying like this isn't possible with other games, it's just like a lot of games will focus on kind of what you're talking about, but they don't introduce another way. So like in Batman, like you can fly down and kill people. Not kill people, but hit them.
Yeah,
and like knock them out. Mm-hmm. And then you're talking about the different weapons. But like a lot of times, like if it's going to be a melee fight, they're all going to be a melee wielding thing. And it's always going to be the same melee weapon. It's never going to be like, even if they have a knife, it'll be the same exact fight.
In what kind of games?
It's like other games. Like Batman is like, I think, is one of the lone.
And yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Because like,
Yeah, well, like the thing about the Batman games as opposed to like Dark Souls is like you could fight any enemy with any weapon in Dark Souls and kill them. Even if it's not the correct like effective thing to do, you still could. But in Batman, it was like you had no chance of killing that enemy. Like it would not let you harm them if you didn't use that move.
Yeah, and what I meant was like that's a product of first of all Batman being who he is, and he doesn't really. Like he has a repertoire, but it's like when he's on the ground, that's just him. Like he doesn't
see. But the thing is, it's unrealistic because Batman could do all that. I think that's just good game design.
I know. Yeah, definitely. There were two parts to that. A lot of games don't ever think about either the over the like the ranged attack or the from above or whatever it is. Like there's and like a lot of games like will make that. Like Assassin's Creed try to make it one of their main features to be able to jump down and kill someone.
Yeah.
But like that was only effective certain times. And like you mostly couldn't use it because it would mess up or like desync you if you did it the wrong way.
Yeah.
And so it just was like, it was wonky. And like, but with Batman, of course it makes sense because you got the cape and like, that's a huge part of their game. Mm-hmm. And with other superheroes, like I feel like the over attack or whatever the word would be for that would be
an
a lot more
prevalent attack.
Aerial attack. Yeah. But you don't see it a lot. It's like when you introduce yourself to a fight, generally they're going to like, no matter how you get there, they're going to fight you the same way. I don't know.
Yeah, I do feel like that's the thing I like. Assassin's Creed to me a lot of times felt kind of more like an interactive movie than a game, because it was like there was no challenge to the fighting. There were certain times where it was like, oh, the enemies with the spears, this is the way you fight them, but you could still kill them the other way, and it was basically just keep mashing the attack button and they'll all die. You know, like there was not really much skill to the fights in that game.
Also in Assassin's Creed with the gun, like the gun was never, you could never use it.
I don't know if I ever got to, I only ever played hardcore the Ezio.
AC2 had the gun.
I played all of the ones with Ezio in it, and that was all the
AC2 had a gun though, right? Didn't it was like the gun
yeah, but it was like, it was more of a like special move that was like mid combat. You'd have like three bullets and you could like in the middle of combat like shoot. It was like a little hidden gun or whatever that could come out, but it was a tiny little thing. It didn't do much damage.
It's just one of those things. Like, okay, here's a good example of like a very varied attack style game, Hitman. Like, you can kill somebody with any weapon or anything you can find on the map like that, and it's, they make it harder to kill them with the traditional weapons. It's kind of funny, like you can't,
the aiming game is bad. The cool thing about Hitman is that it encourages creativity. It's like true, it's a lot of problem solving, but it's not like one way to do it either.
I was talking to somebody about this recently. Like, there's a speed run that I watched on YouTube. It apparently wasn't even the fastest one, the one I watched, but it was like 22 minutes. He completed all 8 missions.
Wow.
And it's like you load into the game and like you're just waiting, like he's just like, you know, praying that his PS4 will load faster, and then, or PC or whatever, and then he gets in and he like shoots his hay bale and it falls, and then he like chucks a grenade and it blows up, and he's like, mission complete, and he's like out, and he goes, he's like sprinting to the exit as the dude's dying. It's crazy, man.
I gotta play Hitman some more, because that, like, it's fun. Hitman takes so, like, if you don't know, I guess if you know what you're doing,
yeah,
but I mean, like, god, like those, some of those missions I did, it would just take hours, because you spend fucking like 12 minutes trying to execute one of your strategies,
so,
and then you realize that way didn't work. So let me try for another 12 minutes and adjust my plan just so, and then it try to do it that way.
There is a lot of trial and error. It's like, I would equate it to Dark Souls in that way, but it's not as hard.
I'd say it's similar to Dark Souls, but like it's just obviously, because, like, a different mechanic.
Like you're saying, you get to a new area, you're gonna die, probably not die, but you're gonna fail.
You'll fail a lot. You're meant to fail until you get it right.
Yeah, which is cool why they introduced that new mode. Well, not, I don't know if it's new to this game. It may be. They do that. I don't remember the name of it, but like for 20 or 48 hours, there's a target.
That one challenge.
It's they do it every couple of months or weeks.
Yeah.
They'll just have a target on a map that you have to kill in 48 hours. And if you don't, or if you mess up in the middle or you die in the middle, that's it. That was your one shot.
That's pretty cool. I like that. I like the idea of that. I really want somebody to make a game where like the top player of the game is like, you know, has some special power or something.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I've always wanted that to be a thing. Like,
because the high score has been a huge part of video games since their you know,
and
creation.
Now we have online communities where the number one player of whatever game could like literally be a king.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And like,
and they, honestly, they can make millions of dollars doing it. It depends on the game, but
well, see, that's a part of the problem, is it would eventually get to the point where it'd be controversial, because it'd be like, oh, you really just pay to have the highest score. You can like pay to be the king of the game or whatever.
Well, not like that. I meant like the in competitive play for a video game. If you're that good,
oh sure,
like at Dota or whatever, and League of Legends is crazy too. All of those are so. We were briefly interrupted right here, so what were we talking about right before she walked in?
You were saying like Dota and stuff, like making a lot of money off of having like a top player in the game and stuff.
I just wish, like you're talking about, like that would be crazy if there was like obviously there are perks, like Rainbow Six Siege, that game.
Wait, what's Dota again?
Dota, it's like a
what does
a
the
MOBA?
Acronym stand for?
I don't know that it is an acronym. I think it's just a word.
Oh.
I always thought it was an acronym too.
I think it's Death of the Dragon's Asshole.
Right. I don't think so. Breath of the Wild, not Breath of the Wild. Breath of the Hearthstone is what I'm thinking of. What's the name of that? There's like a subtitle for that game that everybody calls it. That one's like a card game. I don't understand how you could be good at that. I just feel like it's like Pokemon. Like you just throw the right thing at the right time. It's like an RNG, I'm pretty sure.
Huh. Yeah, that seems gay. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how it works, bro. But I know that Elon Musk plays it, and so everybody thought, you know, they needed to jerk themselves off about it.
Oh, I play this game.
He's got such a stupid accent.
I like to jerk off in my car.
He goes like the new Roadster.
Yes.
He's like such a stutterer sometimes.
I sometimes lift up the flap on my taint and poke.
Talking about your terry folds.
Poke the raw skin.
The raw.
I just imagine that he has kind of a flap down there.
Like he was. It was like the biggest reveal of the Roadster event. He's like the Roadster can go 1.60 and 1.59. It's like everybody's like. Like they didn't know when to clap because it was already on the screen. Like everybody could already read it.
Yeah,
it's like 0 to 60 and 1.8.
Yeah.
But that dude. Anyway, we got off topic for the video games, but
yeah, no. So I always wanted there to be like a video game where you can like the top player is like in some. It's like a King of the Hill thing, and. If you're one of those top players, you get some special perk or just games that had items that were truly unique.
Yeah.
Like if there was like a sword in the game that there was only I always wanted RuneScape to have a bunch of those. Like there'd only one sword. And if you had it, it was like you fucking had it, you know?
And you had to go to PvP to lose it. That'd be nuts.
Yeah, or if you died with it and somebody didn't take it or whatever, it would go back to like its, you know, resting place.
Oh, that's
and then
true, yeah.
You have to do a quest, you know, to get it.
But then
it
you could
whatever.
Always have that that spell that you keep three items. I forgot the name of that spell. It's like something bound.
Yeah, but maybe it couldn't be protected by that something or
possibly.
Something like that. It's like, or maybe
so
it's just
cool.
Like, if you die, whatever killed you yeah. gets it. But if an NPC kills you, then it just goes back to its, like, stone or whatever.
Yeah, that would be cool. Like, the Ceridomid, like, if they had all of that, like, the Ceridomid sword and, like, the Zamorak.
Yeah, but there was only one of them.
But there was literally just one. It was, like, at the temple, and, like, it was guarded by all the knights. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, or, like, if you get to, like, a certain level, you can, like, have your own, like, boss arena and stuff.
That'd be really sick. Like, instead of a house. I don't know. I wonder if people still use those in RuneScape. The houses, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm in a couple of RuneScape communities on Facebook. And, people talk about, like, oh, I maxed out construction. My house is pretty cool, but I don't know what to do next, you know?
Yeah. All the times I've ever watched RuneScape on Twitch, it's like they're just fighting something insane. And it's like a clan or whatever. And it's like... I don't appreciate that. Like, that's not what that game used to be to me. It was like, obviously, like an introduction to RPGs, but like,
I think that game is more fun when you're playing with your friends.
Yeah,
as is most games. But like,
it was funny. Most of the time I spent playing RuneScape, it was like doing something to impress somebody for 5 minutes. It was like, I never played with my friends. It was just like, oh, look at my armor. Like, it was
and this is, you know, this is like. Pre having phones and stuff too,
yeah. So you would literally text
or you'd call your friend on the like
the landline,
your home
yeah.
phone, call and it'd be like his mom, and be like, can Matthew come to the phone for a second? Be like, log on to World 161,
yeah.
And then we would log on and he'd be on World 134. Yeah. You'd chat him like, why aren't you on 161? He'd be like, okay, let me change real quick, or he'd be like, come to this one, you know. And then you'd like change worlds and you just on the RuneScape chat, and then like, you know, where are you, Falador? Damn it, you know, and just like take like a few minutes to get in
and
the
then
same
he does
location.
Home telly, and then you,
yeah, yeah.
you're
and
already
then,
halfway to
yeah, and so then you know you get wherever
you're in Varrock, and he's in Lumbridge for no reason.
You get wherever you're trying to get to, and then fucking like, you know, it's like, watch this, and then you go to the bank, and then you like put on like mithril armor, and it's like, what?
Put on black with gold tint, bro. That was
gold
my
trim.
It'll trim, my bad. Yeah, that was
gold tint. It was black with gold tint. I just kind of brushed
that's
it
what,
with gold.
I think that's what gilded armor technically was. I mean, if you think about it, because it was gilded and it was level 10 to wear that.
Yeah.
Or was it rune?
No, it was level 10, I think.
Maybe it was... Dude,
I always thought that the reason for that was because it was more of a decorative armor than a conventional
armor. Yeah, for
armor.
Sure, yeah.
But I'm pretty sure it's steel gilded, like...
Oh, is it steel?
Because steel is also level 10.
Yeah, you're right.
Steel white,
is,
black,
I think,
and steel.
Isn't black steel anyway? I think all of it's steel, probably.
No, I think black armor is just
dude,
like
white
its
is
own
so
thing.
Rare, but I liked black so much more. Like,
Well, the white depends on what type of white armor, because there's initiate armor, and then
but that's actual white armor. Like, actually, like, getting it from all that quest, like, that was stupid. I didn't like I didn't like those quests in Falador. Falador was like, I could tell everyone there was a snob, and it was like, it was so funny, like, how the, like, that town made you feel. Like, obviously, like, Varrock is, like, the New York-ish, and then, like, Lumbridge is, like, your hometown. Like, you can just tell, like, ah, this is, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody's here.
Everything's got its feel. You know, it is weird being able to think about those places. Like, when I think sometimes about Dark Souls, I kind of can like, think about the maps, because I've spent, like, hundreds of hours, embarrassingly, at this point, playing Dark Souls. Yeah. And, like, I think about the maps and kind of feel like I'm inside of them because of how the camera is. But because of how the camera is and, like...
In RuneScape.
In RuneScape, I just know what it looks like from an aerial view. Like, it's that's how all I can think of it. It's like from an aerial view.
Yeah, you can never look up at something.
No, you can't.
Always have to look down.
You can get it sort of level, but like,
it's
you never
so funny,
leave it
the
like
camera
that.
Controls in that game suck so bad. But like, it's that, okay.
They're,
like,
they're, I like though that you're always at the center. You know,
I know,
like,
what you mean. No, yeah, but it's like using the arrow keys. I don't know.
Do you remember the when they changed the tutorial?
I know.
To that weird, they've changed it around a few times, but they changed it to that one weird thing that was like, it was like
in Lumbridge
instead, and like you had to go into a cave and like fight a thing, and it was like
so
a quest.
Bad. It was so bad.
Yeah, that was weird.
They like added a building for that. It wasn't even like
And then they added all those like trainers in Falador and stuff.
And they gave you the free stuff, which totally sucked. But like, I still use the bow and arrow.
Yeah,
because who's not gonna make a bow and arrow? Although I'll say that when I was a member, I loved making a bowstring, bro. Just like farming flax and then just go into that one that was right next to the bank at the top of Lumbridge.
Yeah,
my fletching was like 49.
Man, I always wished that I had a high enough level account to be good at it. Clan Wars. Wars.
Castle Wars, yeah.
Castle Wars,
the PvP. Cool. Like, that was really cool, actually. The game modes in that.
Yeah, I just wanted one of the swords from it.
Like, Storm the Castle, whatever it was called. Oh, yeah, I forgot about the swords.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like Capture the Flag.
Yeah.
It was two flag.
His name really good at that? Like, isn't that how it became popular? Zazima? Or was he was definitely popular before that, but like,
he was popular because he was the number one player.
No, I know,
forever.
But I'm saying, like, didn't he like play that, and like, he would like, maybe I'm wrong.
No, I don't know. Did I tell you about that there's a there's an AMA with him, and he's just like a regular guy.
Yeah.
And he just like doesn't really care that he's a top player on RuneScape.
I wonder who
they're
is
like
now.
Why don't you play that much anymore? He's like, oh, well, I'm an ambulance driver. He's like, I just don't have as much time as I used to, and I just got work and stuff. It's just so funny because he's just so casual.
Yeah, I wonder what was that guy's name that was after him, like
King Duffy.
That's right. I wonder if he's still up there.
He dethroned him for a while. Let's look and see what the RuneScape
leaderboard still exists. Like,
yeah, well,
that website's changed a lot
for original RuneScape. So if you had an original RuneScape account. That's like a RuneScape 3 account now, right?
I think so. I think it transferred over. As long as you logged into it by a certain time.
Because that was one of the fucked things about it, was that old school RuneScape, like, it's all different. You know, like, Zazima isn't on.
Oh, jeez, man. They put an XP cap. There's like, oh my god.
What?
There's more than 25 people that are at the cap.
Wow. Maybe you think about things like that, and maybe they like just put the cap for like not to like be like stop playing, but just to be like,
don't make it a thing to be the number one.
Or maybe they just thought nobody could.
Oh my god. I'm at 150 and everybody's still at the cap. Woof, that was funny. Oh my lord, dude, this goes forever, man.
Yeah, cool, because these are all, like, original accounts, they must be.
You can see their face, that's kind of cool. Jason Voorhees with a Z.
What does this little red thing next to it mean? Some of them have it, and some of them don't.
I see a lot of... it's mostly what that... Let me click on it. I don't know. I clicked on it, and it just took me to the computer.
What skills do they have now?
Let me see.
Okay, so let's see. Attack, strength, attack. Defense, yeah. Prayer, magic, room crafting, construction, dungeoneering. I know that was a new one. Constitution, there. That's HP, that's agility, herb lore, thieving,
crafting. I never liked the Slayer when they added Slayer. It wasn't my...
I feel like they've had jam. Slayer since we were playing.
No, but. I know. Divination. What is that?
Yeah, I don't know.
An invention.
Invention?
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's a level 120 skill.
Slang isn't even on this list. They must have nerfed Slang.
No, it's here.
Where?
I see it.
I mean, oh, I'm not, Slayer. I'm not, it's called Slayer, not yeah. Slaying.
Jeez. Weird summoning. Stuff, dude. Summoning? Oh, yeah, that was there.
Yeah, yeah, I remember summoning.
Well, we started playing. It was still with all the base skills, I think. I don't think they've added any. They had added any.
Yeah, what the fuck is the invention skill?
I don't know, bro.
I got to look up what this is now. This is making for good podcasting, too.
Faux shizzle. I'm sure nobody even knows what RuneScape is that listens.
let's see. Invention, RuneScape. Let's see. RuneScape Wiki. Invention... oh my god, dude. It says, not to be confused with inventory at the top of the...
Nice.
Elite skill, what does that mean? Which allows players to disassemble items to obtain new materials. Oh, so is it like... So it's like you can revert... It's like reverse crafting, I guess?
Interesting.
Levels 80 with divination, crafting, and smithing are required to access this skill. Wow, that's interesting.
Oh my god.
Man, they really took it far. What does divination do? Is divination like reverse rune crafting? Gathering and manufacturing skill that was developed by humans shortly after the beginning. I don't need all that shit. What does it do? Why? I don't want all the lore for divination. Tell me what it does. Is it magic or gathering and manufacturing skill? I guess it's just a... Sounds like it goes with crafting, and it's like magic crafting, I guess, but not like rune crafting. Invention. And elite skill. What the fuck are elite skills? What was the other new one that I hadn't seen?
I forget.
I think Dungeoneering, but I kind of remember when that came out.
Scaramouche.
Oh, it's what says apparently now, which I doubt RuneScape is as fun as it was. I mean, I still play old school I log into old school RuneScape like twice a year, and then I'm like, yeah, this is dumb. I bought like 50 mil for my account.
Oh yeah, I forgot,
because I just want to be able to have fun when I play and like do whatever I want. But the
366 players have max XP.
Wow.
And then the next guy is like, he'll probably do it today.
Really? How much does he have?
He's off by 50,000.
Damn. Yeah.
That's easy.
No, that's easy mode right there. What about the next guy after that?
He's off by 80,000.
Oh, this is starting to we're gonna out a little more.
Yeah. I mean, and then it's like 200,000, 300, 400. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's look up Zazim. Zazim sauce.
Yeah.
Zazima.
Zazima.
Oh, he's up there, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
He's
number 58.
Oh, wow. So he's, I guess, the 58th person to max out everything?
I guess that's how it works. I don't know. So I guess he still plays. I wonder where... What's his name is? It was just King Duffy, or was it
King Duffy 96 or something like that?
I think
that.
It was 14, actually.
Yeah, it's some number. I just can't remember what it was.
Oh, it didn't pop up.
Oh, well.
Anyways, man.
Yeah.
Lots of RuneScape talk at the end there.
A little RuneScape talk at the end here.
Oh, wait, no. King Duffy. It was just King Duffy, I guess, or else he changed his name. He's number 119. The guy in first right now is called Lemmy.
I saw.
Fucking lame.
Lemme. What time is it? I've got to get going soon.
Owner of a lonely heart.
Boner of a boner boner.
All right. Well, yeah.
It's nice taking a dump with you, dude.
It wasn't a dump.
Oh, well, I was taking a dump.
Oh, shit.
The whole time.
So.
Owner of a lonely heart.
Oh, did you stop recording?
No.
Okay.
What do you think the most traded item in RuneScape is right now?
Are you looking at the GE?
Yep.
Buckets.
Buckets. Not even close.
Air runes.
Nailed it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah. You need air runes for goddamn everything.
What do you think the second rune is?
Mind rune? Or law rune?
Oh, come on. You know this. Law rune's way too expensive to trade that much.
Wait. Is it one of the fire runes?
Yep, it's fire. The second most traded thing is a spirit shard, which I've never heard of. So.
Spirit shard?
Yeah.
Yeah, that must be a new item.
And then a headless arrow? That's just a just a little shaft.
I guess people who want to train fletching, that's probably the easiest thing to do, to buy those and then just attach arrowheads. Oh,
that, yeah, I used to do that. It wasn't called a headless arrow, though.
It was called a...
shaft.
It was called... it was called a little bit of... Blah,
blah. And then, of course, coal is up there. Feather. Incandescent energy. Oh, wait. This member. That means they're a member?
Hmm?
The little thing next to people on the leaderboard means they're a member.
Oh.
How is that possible to not be a member?
They probably canceled their membership.
After they...
Yeah. Because why do you... What the fuck are you still doing playing on that account?
I know.
What do you have to do?
That's so sad, though.
Why? They probably just started another account.
Sad.
No, they probably just started another one.
I don't know, man.
And maybe. Then transferred all their wealth to the next account.
The Ardoon teleport.
Ardoon or Ardrunge?
Ardoongni. I would have pronounced it Ardoon.
Boner. This is the featured item on the GE.
Let's go to the red berry seed. Sun chokes. All these seeds.
But how many of those guys, and answer me truthfully on how you think about this. How many of those guys do you think have completed the Romeo and Juliet quest?
Not that one. That's what a lame quest.
Yeah.
Romeo's all drunk or whatever.
I don't think he was drunk. I think he was just an idiot.
I think he was sad or something. I can't remember what he was doing.
Well, he was all sad because Juliet killed herself, and then it turns out she didn't. But as soon as she did, he was like, ooh, that redhead's cute. and then it was like, hey, Romeo, you're such a fuckface. I did never really care for the sense of humor in that game.
Yeah, it was pretty lame. I think it's because it's British.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Fucking Brits. My dad works for Jagex.
Jeez.
My dad works for Electro Harmonix, and he said that the next Guitar Hero game is going to be SpongeBob Guitar Hero.
SpongeBob.
Did they stop making Guitar Hero games?
I don't know, to be honest.
They had that Guitar Hero Live, and then Guitar Hero Live VR.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which
is intriguing.
Which is basically just like you play Guitar Hero with the VR headset on, and you can like see the crowd, and like you look around, and you're like... Thank you.
They work in... It's in Cambridge?
Cambridge Analytica?
Yes. The United Kingdom.
Speaking of the United Kingdom, I was watching Harry Potter the other night. Harry Potter's pretty good, but it's also kind of queer.
We went to a school this past week that
had Harry Potter playing on the TVs the whole time you were there.
Exactly right. No, they every like teacher, it didn't matter who it was. Like it seems like it was forced upon them to put a Harry Potter reference outside their room, and like everything was written in Harry Potter font. It was like every single one of them.
The principal just comes in one day. He's like, "These kids love Harry Potter." We need to start connecting with students, and the way we do that is with Daniel Radcliffe.
Red sauce.
That was one of my favorite memes of those, like, you know, Beyonce Knowles and Beyonce No More, you know, like those kind of things, like Daniel Boringcliffe and then Daniel Radcliffe. And it was like the one is just a cliff with like Daniel Radcliffe's face on it, and then the other one is him with it going like, yeah, and, like a monster truck going off of it and like a rainbow behind it.
That is pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Owner of a boner. All right, let's Radcliffe it up.
Rippity rappity wrap it up.
Put a bow on it.
Put a button on it.
All right. See you later.
Bye.